With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A person of interest has been picked up by police in Rhode Island in the tragic shooting at Brown University that killed two people and wounded nine others yesterday. It happened Saturday afternoon in a classroom during final exams. Surveillance video shows a suspect dressed in black. The past week, the National Retail Federation reported total sales up more than 4.5% year over year. Despite that figure, the shadow of affordability clouds perceptions about the economy.
President Trump confronted affordability in a speech last week.
Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
Correspondent Josh Boak says American opinion doesn't see it that way from a recent AP poll.
Only 2 in 10 say that 2026 is going to be better than 2025.
Will the Fed decision to drop its key interest rate help?
They're trying to get ahead of what they believe is a jobs market that is softening, inflation that's a little bit above target.
Former Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Renacci, now with Salem Media. George Williams, Washington.
The Senate failed to get anywhere on health care this past week. Now the House will try.
Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a Republican alternative late Friday, a last-minute sprint, as his party refuses to extend the enhanced tax subsidies for those who buy policies through the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare, which are expiring at the end of the year. Democrats say these subsidies help lower the cost of coverage. Johnson said in a statement announcing the package, quote, House Republicans are tackling the real drivers of health care costs to provide affordable care. The speaker said it would be voted on this week. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Two gunmen have killed at least 11 people at Sydney's Bondi Beach in Australia. One gunman fatally shot by police. It was a Jewish gathering for Hanukkah. This is SRN News. The Internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their message out and recruit people. Experts warn that the next frontier for such extremists is artificial intelligence. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda, manipulate images, audio, and video, and evade detection. One extremist social network has even built a Hitler chatbot that users can talk to. Anti-Semitism has always been a problem, but it's been on the rise around the world in recent years. The Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal from a Texas free speech case. The decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when a group of state residents sued over the removal of more than a dozen books, including several that promote the LGBT lifestyle to children. A lower federal appeals court ruled that the removal did not violate constitutional protections against government censorship. This is SRN News. A discovery of early church art in Turkey.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in August in an underground tomb near Iznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. The fresco shows a youthful Roman-looking Jesus carrying a goat. Researchers say it's a rare depiction of Jesus with Roman attributes. The Good Shepherd motif symbolized protection and salvation before the cross became Christianity's universal symbol. Keith Peters, Washington.
Comedy icon Dick Van Dyke is celebrating his 100th birthday. He hit the century mark yesterday, 6 decades after he sang and danced with Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins and starred in his self-titled sitcom, The Dick Van Dyke Show. This is SRN News.